Rabbi Sa, we'll come out today with a shtickle sikum halacha on this very complicated Indian mesubach of the mitzvah achila erev Yom Kippur. It actually borders tile other halachas. L'moshel, I'll just give you just for food for thought. There's a big shaila in the poskim. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, A, does he make a birchas hanenim? B, is he mazke mein amura in the birchas hamazon? Okay, hold your hats. C, does he make kiddush? D, the Eliyahu Rabbe holds he make kiddush mitzvah alechem. You hear? According to Eliyahu Rabbe, a choyle who's eating on Yom Kippur, mishabu is machir, not like the Eliyahu Rabbe. But according to Eliyahu Rabbe, if you walked into a house on Yom Kippur with a choyle, it's going to look exactly like a Sudas Yom Tov. You make kiddush? Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim? You can have shtei alechem? Outthink. Mamish, a regular agansamaisa. That shaila grada borders on another shaila, which we're not going to go into be'ir now. And that is bichlal do you make a birchas hanenim when you eat achilas isa? And there's actually different shittas within macholos asuras. Big machlokes we shown him in the beginning of the seventh parak of Brachos. There the Mishnah says that you're not mezamen, you're not mitzar fazimin isurim. Then the Rishonim Dingzach, the Rambam, the Raiva, there's a Tshuvas HaRashbo, Shibali HaLeket. What happens if somebody eats an Issa, does he make any brocha b'chlal? Stop! Any b'chsanen. What's the halacha? Hechen edayne dine, lahay dine. The Rambam says no. The Raiva says, what's haste? You're reading. Also, lohanes menoelim b'li brocha. You have to make a brocha. I have to make a brach. It's more to ketshuvas harash, but whatever. Again, this we have to hold ourselves back. As much as I have a taivet to go into that sugya, I have to hold myself back from it. But if you're interested, you can look at the Ram Perek Aleph and the Chos Brachos, look at the Raibat, and then from there you'll have a springboard, the Shita Mukubetzes and Brachos. From there you'll have a springboard. But even if you hold like the Rambam, there's another need, and what about Yom Kippur? Oh, 1 second. What about a choyle sheyesh bo sakana who's eating macholos asuras? That's what a separate needed. Right? So, over there, Shulchan Aruch paskins that you would make a broche. Even if you're like the Rambam by macholos asuras, choyle sheyesh bo sakana, avadiye. Tshuvas HaRashba says no. But, there's another side that even if you hold by Machos Asuris, Chol Shish Pesakona doesn't make a bracha, not like the Shulchan Aruch, by Yom Kippur you would. Because Yom Kippur is the Issa Zmani. It's the Issa Zman, it's on the Gavra, not on the Cheft. You understand? It's the Issa that's time concerned. That you would make a bracha, even according to those who are Chalik. But still in all, the Tshuvas HaRashba brings down Lashita Sarambam, that on Yom Kippur you wouldn't make a bracha, even he thinks of the Rashi, he goes with the Shita Sarayvat. But he holds that Lashita Sarambam, Yitaka wouldn't make a broch. Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, he makes a brocha, and he says Yalav Yavai. Like the Tur. The Tur brings down Adon Yav Yorosh, says that you say Yalav Yavai. My point here is, we don't have time to go into this Shaila, but I want to just share with you a Lashon of the Beis Yosef. When the Beis Yosef is matzdik, the psak of the tour, listen to the lashon of the Beis Yosef. He says, "Avadi, you should say Yalav Yavai." But listen what he says. Beis Yosef brings down the tour. Choylo shayecho b'yom haKippurim hayoyim adoni yorosh la shetzorach lahazkiyom b'yom haKippurim b'bichsamos. V'chein kosev agos maimini b'chus broches v'chein matzosi b'chus haram. Now he says, Upashatu, you're a Beis Yosef. It's Pashat to me that you have to say Alavi Yovai. Pashatu. He was not even a Chiddush. Avadi, you say Alavi Yovai. The Taz Mamish Dingsach Pesakina Harif, you're making Yalvi Yavi on Yom Kippur. The Yom is not Machayef to eat. Adrabe! The Yom doesn't allow you to eat. Zok to Beis Yosef, Kimoy Lishmishar Yomim Toivim. Well, Vada, it's a regular Yom Tev. Double portion to him. Adrabe! The Behet Arochel Mitzvah Kovid. You hear Beis Yosef? Chiddush Nifla. Beis Yosef says that somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, because he's a choyla. Avad, if he's not a choyla, it's a terrible thing. But if he's a choyla and he has to eat, not only is he Mekayim Mitzvah from Vechayla, it's Mekayim Achilas Yom Tev. Yeah. That's why the Elia Rabbe Chiddush is not such a big chiddush based on the way the Beis Yosef is magdir the sheet of the tour and the rush to say Yalav Yov. Because the way the Beis Yosef understands it is, of course, it's Yom Tov. And once you have to eat, you have a mitzvah to eat. So Muhammad Zayn, Mekayim mitzvah achila b'Yom Tov. So tell your Rabbi, nu, kiddush, shtei alechem, it's Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov without an Isra Achila because of the Tainus. That is the conclusion of the Beis Yosef. Chiddush Nifla. Okay. So Mishabur is Machriya. The Taz says he dinks off with this whole thing. The Taz says there's no eating on Yom Kippur. Adarabba, the Kedushas Hayom, tells you shouldn't be eating. True, the guy's a Chayla, he needs to eat. Fine, but you don't say Alviyavi. Alviyavi is like you're associating your Achila to the Kedusha Sayyim. It's Chadarabbe. That's the Taz's Taina. The Tashra is Chayvakayim. The Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan brings down the Machlekes. He says, Any idea Eich Nayagim HaChoylem. Zayinyin Mesubach. I don't know how the Choylem. The Maisim, the Mogan Avram, has the same Taina that the Taz has. But as I've seen in many places, the Mogen Avraham, even if he has a very good svara, he has deference to the Mechaber. He's less on the trigger. The Taz, if I have Taz, if he has a bomb svara, he goes. So the Taz thinks, the Taz holds no Yalavi over. The Mogen Avraham, although he hears the svara of the Taz, he says you can't. EF should lahokal keneged the Shulchan Aruch. Mishabur says sacha kol it's a bakosha. Yalav Yovi sacha kol it's a bakosha. It's not a question of brachal vatola. Even according to the Taz, you yoyts a benching. Memela Mishabur says it, but the Mishabur says avad the kiddush not. Kiddush shana shayl from brachal vatola. Does nicht. But I'm only telling you kiddush because you see how far it goes. This is a general shaila how to treat Yom Kippur l'gabi diz dinim, but you see that the Beis Yosef held it's a regular Yom Tov, and this would also lend itself to the sheet of Beis Yosef. You know the famous shaila of Kivegel. This time the knows the shaila. It's a famous shaila. A choyla that eats on Yom Kippur is he allowed to get an aliyah? So Kivegel says it's poshut that he could get an aliyah in the morning because that's regular Yom Tov laning. That's not because of the fast. That's a Yom Tov laning. So of course he gets an aliyah in the morning. Right? Kivegel says, Obaba mincha yeshlus topic. Because mincha, kriyas ha-tori, you could say, that's not also the Kedusha Sayyan. That's because it's a fast day. Happens to be, it's Yom Kippur, so we read the parash of Arayas, but it's a fast day. So maybe taka not. Azay Zoktel Torb Kivega. The Chassam Sofer holds even more. He holds that not only could you get an aliyah by mincha on Yom Kippur, he holds he could get a mincha by aliyah on Tisha B'Av if you're not fasting. The Hagesu Chiddush. He says Tisha B'Av also Yom Kogorim. The day is chayiv in the Kriyas HaTorah, and even if you're not fasting. And the Chassam Sofer says in his tshuva, I was a choyla. V'nistapakti, what would be if they call me up for an Ali in my house? They made a minion for me in my house. And he says in his tshuvas, not only would I go up for shachris for an aliyah, if they call me for mincha, I'll also go for an aliyah. Because I hold it's a yom, Tisha B'Av Zeichet, I haste a yom moed, meaning it has a tfisa, there's a shame to the yom, and the yom is mechayv and akriyas alter. And therefore, even though I'm not fasting, I would go on that. That's a chiddush. That's how far the Chassam Sofer goes. Now, Lamaisa, Reb Kiva Eger's Chakira, there's a Gevaldik Marcheshes. I don't know why I'm going into this. It's not really to today's Indian. But once we're here, we'll continue. There's a Marcheshes in Shuvas. He has a great chap. He wants to say that Reb Kiva Eger's Shaila of whether Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is Al Tzim Kippur or Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is Al Tzim is a Machloikas Mechaber and Ramo. Because the Mechaber holds when you lane by Mincha, when you say Haftarah, you say the last brach also. Al HaTorah, V'al HaVodah, V'al Yom HaKippurim HaZeh. The Ramo argues. Those of you that daven Nusach Ashkenaz know, not Nusach Ashkenaz, even Nusach Svad. If you're not Svadim, we end over like the regular Mogadov, like the way we end by a regular during the week. The Mechaber holds that you say Al HaTorah, V'al HaVodah. So the Macheshes wants to say, that does his mamish, this Machlekes. But this, Rabbi Yisai, so without Ian, you would say, oh, okay, so it's Machlekes, Mechaber and Ramah, about the Kedushas Hayyem of Yom Kippur. No. And that's why the Ramah wasn't Masig on Yalav Yovi on Yom Kippur, by benching, because you have to just think for another second. By regular Yom Tov, you also don't have Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. Yom Tov is not Mechayv Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. So the Ramah held, that was the Machlokes Mechaber ben Ramah. Machlokes Mechaber ben Ramah was, the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, since that Kriyas HaTorah you don't normally have by Yom Tov, so there the Yom Tov is not Mechayv it, the Tainus is Mechayv. But Avadeh, the Ramah is masking to the Mechaber, so that Yom Tov Tikkun didn't see Yom Kippur. And that's why he's not masking on the Mechaber, look how he's saying Yalav Yovei. A Choyl who's eating on Yom Kippur is saying Yalav Yovei. Ramah's not masking. Because the Ramah's masking that Yom Kippur has a Yom Tov Tikkun Alocha. He's only saying that the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, that's the Chiddush of the Mechaber. Nein. Yom Kippur is as I Yom Tov, it's Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. Not Al Tzoyim, like Shabbos, that's what I'm saying. As I Al Tzoyim Mechaber. But that's a separate Machlekes. That's a Nishta Machlekes. That's not a Machlekes. That's what come out. Okay, so now when we... Shane, we'll stop here, because it's late. Tomorrow we'll get to Achilles Yom Kippur. This connects Achilles Yom Kippur. Huh? Yom Kippur Shabbos.